Welcome.
欢迎。
And bless you.
也祝福你们。
How many of you were here during the first service?
有多少第一堂有来的请举手。
Okay, we're going to kind of move on, from what we were talking about this morning.
好，我们要从第一堂，我们所讲的内容往前行。
So I really want to encourage you to get the tape of the first service.
所以我鼓励你们去买第一堂的那个录音带。
Because the two will flow together.
因为这两堂的信息会贯穿。
I'm so excited about what the Lord is about to do.
我真是兴奋我们神将要做的事情。
He has been preparing now for 3 years, for this great move of God that He is about to pour out upon the earth.
他已经为了这神即将要倾倒在全地的这个伟大的这个行动，他已经预备了三年之久。
When I say he's been preparing for 3 years, he's been preparing for a lot longer than that. But
当我讲说他预备了三年之久，老实讲，他预备的比三年久很多很多。不过我特别指这三年。
In the last 3 years, he has poured out a presence of himself, which we are calling Spirit of Reformation.
在过去的三年，他特别把他自己的一个同在来倾倒出来。这个同在呢，我们把它取个名字叫做改革的灵 ，Spirit of Reformation。
To enable us to work with him,
这个灵是要帮助我们能够与他一起同工。
To prepare for this great outpouring,
让我们能够被预备来接受神这个伟大的这个倾倒。
Pastor Grace was speaking to you about this subject of union with Christ.
江牧师刚刚跟各位提到说与神这个合一联合。
And God is going to do a marvelous, marvelous thing in the earth today.
神在今天这个时代要在今天要在地上做一个非常非常伟大的事情。
Where there will be an entire company of people that will enter into very high union with Christ.
在地上会有很大的一群人会进到一个非常高的程度的与神联合。
Under that, there will be many levels.
在这个联合之下会有不同的层次。
Wherein people are entering into union at various levels in the Lord.
不同的人会进入不同层次的与神联合。
The earth has never seen a body of Christ like we are about to see it in these days.
在这个地上我们从来没有看过像我们即将要看到的这个神伟大的作为。
It's so exciting to think about the signs and the wonders that the Lord is going to do.
当我们每次想到神即将要做的这个神迹奇事的时候，我们真的觉得心中非常的兴奋。
When you are flowing in a measure of God of that nature, it is an exciting time.
当你在神的这个作为里头哈，你与他同在的时候，你真是这一个非常兴奋的一个时期。
But,
但是
it is not as exciting as what he is about ready to do in the human heart.
但是呢，那些所有的神迹奇事呢的兴奋程度呢，远比不上他在人心里头要做的事情。
So turn in your Bibles, please, to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 3.
我们请打开以赛亚书11:3.
After you turn there, leave your finger there and come with me for just a moment into the book of Ephesians.
把以赛亚书打开，然后我们到以弗所书
，chapter four, Ephesians four.
翻到以弗所书第四节第四章
，verse 11。Read 11, 12, 13.
以弗所书第四章11 to 13.
Yeah,
13. 11:13. 以弗所书4:11，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。建立基督的身体， 只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Wow, mine has a lot more words.
英文好像觉得比较长一点。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, I have but one opportunity to share this message that is upon your heart today.
主啊，我今天又有一次机会来把你心坎上面的这个信息再来分享。
Help me to share your heart in such a way that it will bring clarity to the hearts of these people.
帮助我用这样一个清晰的方式把你心坎上的话来向他们解释，以至于对他们有帮助。
And Father, where I fall short, I ask that you will, by your Holy Spirit, give inner vision to the hearts of each and every one here.
父啊，我不足的地方，我求你用你的圣灵向在座的每一位的心来说话，来补足它。
That we can all leave the service today knowing we've been enlarged in you.
以至于我们每一位要离开这个主日崇拜的时候，我们知道我们的心被你扩张，是每一位。
And we give you praise.
我们要赞美你。
So, chapter 4, verse 11 through 13 tells us that God has given us the fivefold ministry.
所以啊，以弗所书四章十一到十三节呢，神跟我们讲说，神给我们的这个服事呢，其实是五个方面。
Let me read verse 13 out of the Amplified.
啊，我会从 Amplified 圣经呢来为大家读一下这个第十三节。
So he says that we might develop until all, say all,
all.
Attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God.
他说他会一直来发展我们，一直到我们所有的人啊，都能够在认识神儿子的这个事情上面啊，成为一，达到同一个水平。
That we might arrive at really mature manhood.
我们会真的要成熟长大成人。
The completeness of personality.
我们会达到一个境界，我们的这个性格会达到完全
which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection.
啊，这个完全的程度呢，是也就是这个耶稣基督他自己他这个完美完整完全的这一个高度。
The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这个耶稣长成之后身量的这一个尺度。
And the completeness found in him.
而且呢，是要达到呢这个耶稣基督你在他身上可以找到的那个完全的程度。
So God has provided us with a fivefold ministry.
所以神呢，就给了我们五个这个服事的方向。
For the purpose of completing us in Christ.
他的这个目的呢，就是要在基督里头呢，来完全我们。
When the body of Christ.Yields to its sinful nature.
当这个神的教会，神的基督的身体呢，来妥协，来向我们这个罪性来让步的时候
，yields to the things that the flesh likes to engage in.
啊，我们来向我们这一个肉体所喜欢做的事情来让步的时候
，then we know that we are not walking in the fullness of the Christ nature.
那我们就知道在这种时候呢，我们并不是在神的丰富的完全的程度里头在行走。
If we prefer ourselves over our brother,
如果我们比较喜欢我们自己，比较不喜欢我们的弟兄，
then we're not walking in the Christ nature.
那我们就不是在基督的本性里行走。
If we are jealous,
如果我们是嫉妒的，
if we backbite,
而如果我们这个反口咬别人
，If we are argumentative，
如果我们是这么样的喜欢争论
，Competitive，
我们是这样的一个有竞争的心态
，If we love the things of the world，
我们如果爱这个世界上的东西
，All of these things war against the nature of Christ，
所有这些东西呢，都是跟基督的本性来相争的。
So we know then that if these things are apparent in the body of Christ,
因此我们就能够知道，如果刚才讲的这些现象在神的家里头很普遍出现的话
，to the degree that they are apparent in every believer,
啊，他到了一个程度，几乎在每一个信徒里头，你都可以看到这些现象。
We're not walking in the nature of Christ.
那我们就不是在基督的本性里头来行走。
But
但是
it is amazing thing.
但是令我们这是实在一个令人惊异的事情。
To think that we can walk in the fullness and the completeness that is found only in Christ.
你知道这是多么令人惊异、惊赞叹的事情，是我们能够相信说，我们每一个人能够在神的一个充足、完全里头，我们来行走。
It's an amazing thing when we come to the revelation and the understanding.
这个我们能够得到这样的启示，得到这样的明白，是多么一个让人惊讶的事情。
How dreadfully bound we are to our lower nature.
我们被这个我们这个比较低的这个低下等的那个本性所捆绑，这是多么一个没有希望的事情。
To think that we can become loving.
而在这种情况之下，我们居然能够想象说，我们可能变成一个爱人的人。
Giving.
一个愿意付出的人。
Tender-hearted.
一个这个心里头柔软的人。
Gentle.
是一个温柔的人。
Filled with goodness,
啊，你心里头充满了这个良善的。
Capable of loving our enemy as much as we love our dearest friend,
啊，我具有这种能够爱仇敌，好像我们爱我们心爱的朋友的这种能力。
It's an amazing thing to think that the human being can walk in that kind of nature.
这实在是一个不可以想象、令人赞叹的一个事情，是说我们去想象说我们居然一个人居然可以有这样的一种生命。
Even to a Christian, this is an amazing thought.
就算对一个基督徒来说，这个都是一个不可以想象的一个值得赞叹的一个想法。
The Lord spoke to me many years ago.
很多年以前呢，神对我说。
And He said to me, Nita.
他说 ，Nita，
Would you like to come to know and to love me as my son did when he was here on this earth？
神对 Nita 说 ，Nita。你愿不愿意好像我儿子耶稣基督在地上行走那个时候，他那样的认识我，他那样的爱我，你也愿意这样吗？
Being as spiritually wise as I was,
你知道我当时在属灵里头，我其实是蛮聪明的。
I politely explained to the Father,
我就很有礼貌地跟天父来解释。
It wasn't possible.
我说对不起，天父，这是不可能的。
His response to my negative comment.
天父呢对我这个负面的这个回答
was Nita.
他就这样说 ，Nita.
Would you like to come to know and to love me as my son did when he was here on this earth?
天父就再重复一遍说 ，Nita， 你愿不愿意好像我儿子耶稣在地上行走一样的那样的认识我，那样的爱我，你也可以同样得到，你愿意吗
？Again, I explained to the Father.That's not possible.
再一次，我跟那个跟天父来解释说，父啊，这是不可能的。
So he asked me a third time.
那接着呢，神呢就在第三次来问我
，Nita.
Nita,
would you like to come to know and love me as my son did when he was here on this earth?
你愿不愿意变成好像我儿子耶稣在地上？行走的时候那样的爱我，那样的认识我，你愿意吗
？I didn't think the Lord understood, so I explained to him further.
我想那个神大概是不太明白我的意思，所以我就再进一步跟他说明。
Father, this is not possible.
我说父啊，这是不可能的。
Please understand, Jesus was not only all man, but he was all God.
你一定要明白啊，这个耶稣他不但是完全的人呐、啊。而且他还是完全的神。
It's not possible for a human being to know and to love you the way he did.
让一个普通一个人来像耶稣基督一样的爱你，像他一样的认识你，是不可能的。
So he left off.
所以神就暂时放我一马。
And said nothing more.
就不再讲话了。
About 6 months later.
六个月之后。
The Lord spoke to me. I was walking along a stream in Oregon.
我在奥勒冈州呢，就在一个溪边散步。
I was praying.
我在祷告中。
The Lord interrupted me.
神就这个中打断我。
And He said to me, Nita.
他又对我说 ，Nita.
Would you like to come to know and to love me as my son did when he was here on this earth?
妮塔，你愿意像我儿子耶稣在地上行走一样的，一样的认识我，一样的爱我，你愿意吗？
Without a second thought,
我没有做第二想。
I said to him, Father, that is not possible.
我就直接地跟他讲说，父啊，那是不可能的。
He responded,
他就又回答我，
Nita, would you like to come to know
你愿意像我儿子一样
and love me as my son did when he was here on this earth?
当他在地上行走的时候一样的爱我，你愿意吗？
I said, Father, you don't understand.
我说，父啊，你真的是不明白啊。
Such a thing is not possible.
这种事情是不可能的。
He responded,
他又回答，
Are you getting bored yet?
你觉得 有点不耐烦了没有？
Nita, would you like to come to know and love me?
你愿不愿意像我儿子耶稣基督
as my son did when he was here on this earth?
在地上行走的时候
I said, Father, please understand.
我说，父啊，拜托，请你要明白。
I am human.
我只是个人啊。
I am not God.
我不是神。
Jesus was all man, but he was also all God. This is not possible.
你要知道，耶稣在世上的时候是完全的人，完全的神，所以你要我做的事情是不可能的。
So he left off.
所以呢，他又放我一马。
Said no more.
他就不再说话了。
6 months go by.
又过了六个月。
You know what I'm going to say.
你知道我要跟你讲什么吗？
And the Lord interrupts me.
神又打断我。
And he says to me, Nita,
他又说， Nita,
would you like to come to know and love me as my son did when he was here on this earth?
你愿不愿意像我儿子耶稣基督在世上行走的时候一样的爱我，一样的认识我，你愿意吗？
I said, Lord,
我说，主啊，
such a thing is not possible.
这种事情是不可能的呀。
Please understand.
麻烦你明白啊。
You're asking me if I want to come to know and love you the way Jesus did.
你是在问我，而且要求我要来爱你，认识你，好像耶稣那样爱你啊。
And the Lord said,
然后那个神说，
Nita. Yes, some of us are very slow.
是的，我们当中有些人实在是反应比较慢哈。
He said, would you like to come to know and love me as my son did when he was here on this earth?
你愿意好像我儿子在地上行走时候一样的爱我，认识我，你愿意吗？
I said, Father, one more time.
我说，天父啊，我再跟你说一遍。
Please understand.
请你一定要明白。
Jesus, yes, he was all man.
是的，是的，耶稣他是完全的人。
He was also all God.
但是他也是一个完全的神呐。
It's not possible for a human being to have the same relationship with you that your son, who was also all God, had.
对一个人类来说，我们是不可能有一个跟耶稣基督跟你一样的关系，是不可能的。
This is not possible, Father.
父啊，这是不可能的。
He said to me.
他对我说。
Nita, would you like to come to know and love me as my son did when he was here on this earth?
你愿不愿意像我儿子在地上行走一样的爱我，认识我？
Well, even the dullest of saints do eventually get it.
就算是那个最愚钝的、最钝的那个圣徒呢，迟早也要听懂神在讲什么。
I said to him, "Wait a minute."
我说，哦。对不起，等一下。
This is the third time.
这是第三次。
That you have presented this to me.
你把这个事情来对我显现。
Each time you've asked me this.
每一次你来问我这个事情。
You've asked me three times.
每一次你问我，你都问我三次。
I said, Lord, that makes 9 times that you have asked me the same question.
所以这样说来，那个同一个问题，你总共问了我九次。
If you've taken all this trouble over the course of 18 months,
如果你愿意不厌其烦的在18个月的期间
to ask me this question 9 times,
同一个问题你问了我九次。
It must be.
一定是。
That it's possible.
那答案一定是可能的。
Oh Lord.
哦主啊。
I responded.
我就回应了。
If it's possible.
如果是真的可能的话。
I want it.
我要。
I want it with all of my heart.
我是全心全意的要。
I'll do anything to have it.
我不惜任何的代价的要。
Whatever that means.
不管那个什么代价。
I'll give you anything you ask.
我会给任何你跟我要求的事情。
I will do anything you require.
我会做任何你要我做的事情。
If I can come to know and love you the way Jesus did when he was here on this earth.
如果我有可能变成像耶稣基督在世上行走时候一样的爱你，一样的认识你的话。
And the Lord said.
然后主就说。
Then you shall have it.
你就会得到。
And he left off.
然后他就离开了。
Now that brings us up to what I shared with you in the earlier service, the visitation that I had with the Lord.
这就让我再回到我上一堂跟你们讲说神怎么样来造访我。
It will also preface what I'm going to share with you in this service.
啊，他也能够把我们带进我这一堂要跟你们分享的信息。
Now you can go back to Isaiah chapter 11.
现在你们可以回到刚才我们说翻到以赛亚书十一章。
We're going to begin to read in verse 2.
我们会读第二节。
And we're going to read through verse 5.
我会读第二到第五节。耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判不凭眼见，断是非不凭耳闻，却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人。口中的杖击打世界，以嘴里的气杀戮恶人。公义必当他的腰带，信实必当他鞋下的带子。
This is called the government of God.
这个就被称为神的掌权，神的政权政府。
Every day for 2 years,
有两年之久。
I would open my Bible.
每一天我就打开我的圣经。
I would open my Bible to this scripture.
我就打开圣经到这一段经节。
And I would begin to pray the scripture.
然后我就开始来导读这段经文。
And I would say to the Lord.
然后我就对神来说。
I want this so bad.
我多么渴慕我要有这一些。
I feel as though I would give anything if you would just tell me you would give it to me.
我就是跟神说，神啊，如果你肯把这里头所描写的给我的话，我愿意付上任何代价。
I want to bear the government of God.
我要身上要带有神的这个掌权。
I want to be under that kind of strict, level of obedience to you.
我愿意要在这里头所描写的那种很严格完整的这个顺服。
Will your thoughts become my actions?
在这种情况之下，你的思想就变成我的行动。
Lord, please give this to me.
主啊，请把这一个里头所描写的给我。
I know that this is about Messiah.
我知道这里所指的是弥赛亚。
I understand that.
我明白。
And if it was only about Messiah and I'm praying amiss, wrongly.
Okay.假如说这段经文只是针对弥赛亚来讲的话，那我是的，那我可能就祷告错误了。
Then please forgive me.
那么就请你原谅我。
Understand my heart and just please forgive me.
请你谅解我的心，然后请你原谅我。
But if what I'm praying can be answered.
但是假如说我现在正在祷告的内容是可以被你应允的话。
And I'm not praying wrongly.
而且我那么也就是说我这个祷告没有祷告错的话。
And a person can actually bear this.
也就是换句话说一个人是可以真实进入这样的光景。
Then I'm asking you to give it to me.
那我就请求你把这一个描述的光景给我。
For 2 years, I prayed that prayer.
两整年我就是做这个祷告。
Every single day.
每一天。
It was about 2 months after, or no, I'm sorry, 4 days, it was 4 days actually, after the visitation I talked to you about this morning,
就在我今天早上跟你讲说神怎么样拥抱我跟我交换的那一个那个神的造访之后的大概四天
while I was praying this prayer,
当我在 祷告这个祷告的时候
that the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to me again,
我们的神耶稣基督再一次向我显现
He said, Nita, stand up and come and stand next to me.
他说神说 Nita, 你站起来然后站到我旁边来
And as I stood next to him,
当我站在他旁边的时候
This yoke, like you would see on two heads of oxen
就是这个这个这个在两个两两两头牛这个肩膀上的这个轭
Do you understand what that is?
知道这个轭吗这个拖的轭哈
This double yoke bar appeared on his shoulders
这个这个就是有两个位置的这个这个轭呢 在他的肩膀上
And expanded until it rested on my shoulders.
从他的肩膀上就伸展出来，一直到他停留在我的肩膀上。
So that I became double yoked with the Lord.
然后我就变成跟神的是同父一轭的。
Now, don't ask me how these things can happen in the spirit.
你不要问我说这些事情怎么样才能够发生呢、啊、
？Because I don't understand.
因为我也不知道他们怎么样才会发生。
I'm not quite 5'3".
我也不是我不到五尺三寸
He's probably about 6'3"
他可能也许大概是六尺三寸
But this yoke fit perfectly on us both
但是这个双位的这个轭在我们两个人肩膀上是非常完美的这个连接在一起
As this yoke came upon my shoulders
当这个轭呢临到我的这个肩膀的时候
All of my human passions went down, down, down out my feet just like the visitation I told you about earlier
所有我的这个人的这个情感呢就是从我的身上一直降到我的脚下出去好像我上一堂所分享的四天之前的经历
All of my human passions, both good and bad
所有我那个人的那个情感就是不管是好的不好的
Until I was totally emptied of myself
以至于到一个程度我自己是完全倒空了
Once I became totally empty
一旦我变成完全空的
Now I don't know any other way to explain what I'm about to share except the words that I'm going to use so just please bear with me
请多多包涵我等一下要讲的我没有什么其他的方法来描写形容我只好用这样的话语请你们多包涵
Once I became totally empty
一旦当我变成完全的空了以后
The Lord Jesus Christ standing next to me
耶稣基督主站在我的旁边
We were double yoked together
我们两个人同负着一个双位的轭
It felt like suddenly he unzipped my back
就感觉好像突然他在把我的背后有一个拉链拉开来
Right down my spinal column
就从我的那个脊椎骨这样拉下来
And like he climbed into my soul
然后他呢就爬进去我的这个灵魂
When he climbed into my soul
当他爬进入我的魂
His mind overtook my mind
他的心就是来替代了我的心
His heart overtook my heart
就他的思想他的心来替代了我的头
so,
我的心
So that all of my mentality and all of my emotions were totally cocooned in the present power and life of God
我的整个人我的所有的思想我的所有的本性好像一个拥哈这个茧好像一个茧就是他这样把我包围起来
I knew that I was still inside my body
我知道我还在我的这个身体里头
I knew that I had not left my body
我知道我并没有离开我的身体
but I was totally incognizant to my own existence
但是呢我对于我自己的那个存在我好像不能感觉
Do you understand what I mean by that? Raise your hand if you do
如果你明白我就请举手
In other words I was totally unaware of my own existence inside my body
就是换句话说就是说我对于我这个人其实还在我这里头在这个事实我是完全没有感觉的
The only thing I was aware of was Jesus Christ in me
我唯一能够感觉得到意识得到的是耶稣基督在我里面
When I was completely filled with the Lord,
当我那个时候被神完全的充满的时候，
He said to me, Nita,
他就对我说 Nita,
what you are now experiencing,
你现在所正在经历的，
is what you have been praying for 2 years.
就是你已经为他祷告了两年的那个光景。
This is Isaiah 11:2-5.
这就是以赛亚书十一章第二到第五节。
Then he quoted the whole passage to me.
然后呢，他就引用这整段经文给我。
And he said to me, "We call this the government of God."
我们叫这一个光景呢，叫做神在我们里头掌权。
You see, it's because he told me that I had been praying that prayer for exactly 2 years.
因为他这样告诉我，而且我为这段经文整整祷告了两年。
That I realized that I had been doing that.
因此呢，我才他提醒我，我才知道说我已经为这经节祷告两年了。
Before he told me that, I knew I'd been praying it, but not for how long.
在他还没告诉我之前呢，我知道我为这段经节祷告很长时间，但我不清楚有多长。
So now I've got an experience that goes with my intercession, my prayers.
现在呢，我就已经就得到这么一个经历，这个经历呢是与我这个祷告呢是可以啊相呼应的。
This is the seven spirits of God.
这就是神的七灵。
It is the spirit of the Lord.
这就是主的灵。
The spirit of wisdom.
是智慧的灵
spirit of understanding
是聪明的灵
the spirit of counsel
是安慰的灵
the spirit of might
是大能的灵
the spirit of knowledge
是知识的灵
and the spirit of the fear of the Lord
是敬畏主的灵
he said to me
他就对我说
what you are now experiencing is what you have been asking for 2 years
你现在所经历的就正是你花两年时间所向我求的
He said to me This is what Paul was speaking about
这就是保罗所讲的
When he said You now have the mind of Christ
你现在有基督耶稣的心了
Most believers do not have the mind of Christ
大部分的基督徒并没有得到耶稣基督的心
They have access to my mind through prayer and the word
他们透过神的话语透过祷告他们可以触摸到我的心
But they are not possessed by my mind
但是呢他们却不是被我的心呢所完全掌管
This is reserved only for the mature believer
这一个光景呢是只是保留给那些成熟的基督徒
Further
更进一步说
When Paul wrote
当保罗这样说这样写
It is no longer I that liveth but Christ that liveth in me
保罗写说如今活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着
It was of this experience that he was speaking
保罗那个话语所讲的就是指的这一个经历
This is what it meansTo be emptied of self and filled with Christ.
这里就是我们所谓的倒空自己，然后被主所充满的意思。
Further, he said.
他进一步说。
He quoted to me.
他对我引用另外一个经文。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太十一章。马太福音十一章。
Verses 28-30, and I'll let my brother read it.
马太福音十一章二十八到三十节，请听我读。马太福音十一章二十八到三十节，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样。你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
He quoted this passage to me.
主耶稣就把这一段经文来读给我听。
And he said, "When I walk the face of the earth, I often would speak these words."
他说主耶稣说他在地上行走的时候他常常会引用这段经文
inviting all humanity to come and take my yoke upon them
主耶稣邀请全人类来与他同行然后来负主耶稣的轭
and to learn of me
而且来学习主耶稣的样式
he said it is true I was concerned about how Judaism had become a yoke of bondage
是的是的我当时确实对于这个犹太的精神呢变成一个行为的一个捆绑我是很担心的
rather than a means of relationship
他们成为一个行为重视行为的捆绑而不是一个重要的一个关系不是重视关系
but what I was saying was not in reference to Judaism
但是我当时所讲的那些话呢主要的不是针对犹太主义来讲的
There's a far more serious bondage
但因为在这个世上有一个更严重的捆绑
A far more serious yoke
有一些更严重的轭
And it is in the heart of every living being
这些严重的轭呢捆绑是在每一个活着有气息的人的这里头
And this is the yoke of the sinful nature
这一个轭呢就是在我们里头那个罪性的轭
He said I was inviting all the world to yield up their sinful nature and to take upon them my yoke
我其实对全世界的人类发出一个邀请就是邀请他们要放下他们心里头那个罪的轭然后呢来拿起我的轭
That they could learn of me my gentleness my goodness
他们这样放下之后以便他们能够真的来学习我的样式来学习我的温柔
My humility my meekness
我的温柔我的谦卑
The invitation was to anyone who would
我这个邀请是对于任何一位他会愿意的
My brothers and sisters let me explain to you a little bit about what I was experiencing
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们让我再进一步跟你解释我当时所感受的
When my sinful nature was removed which was what happened when my human passions went out of me
你知道当我当时感受到就是说我这个属人的那个情感从我这里离去的时候那也就是说我的那个罪性被从我身上挪开的时候
It was followed by a crisis experience
在那件事情发生之前呢其实我经历一个危机
This is not something you can move into what is it?
Lightly
No, gradually
这个事情呢不是一个你能够逐步渐渐进入的一个光景
It takes a crisis experience that the Holy Spirit promotes
这种事情发生的通常都是有一个危机这个危机呢是圣灵带领来临到我们的
He alone can remove or crucify the sinful nature
只有圣灵唯独圣灵他可以把我们的只有他能够把我们的这个罪性来钉在十字架上
When the sinful nature is crucified or removed
当我们的这个罪性被挪开或者是换句话说被钉在十字架上的时候
With it goes all of our human passions
随着这个罪性走的时候呢我们所有的人性上的这一些激情感情跟着走掉
our human love
我们属人的爱
our human care
我们这个属人的的关怀
whatever human goodness we may have
就是所有我们就是说人本有的这个好的
the propensity and the nature of our flesh
这个我们在这我们的这个肉体上有的这个恶性
All the good and all the bad is wrapped up in this sinful nature.
所有我们的属人的这个好跟坏都是融在这一个罪性里头。
He crucified it.
他就把这个罪性呢来钉十字架。
Then he took up possession in my soul.
然后他就在我的灵魂里头就拥有我。
When he did this,
当他这样做的时候。
His nature, his character became the motivating factor of my entire being.
当他这样做的时候，他的本性， 他的性格变成在我这整个人里头激励我的原动力。
It became the matrix, the center from which all that I was began to flow.
他就变成就是说我原本应该有的那个核心，那个最大的中心，就我原本应该有的这个就开始涌流出来。
His humility.
是他的谦卑。
His meekness.
他的温柔。
His gentleness.
他的柔和。
His goodness.
他的良善。
His love.
他的爱。
His wisdom.
他的智慧。
His knowledge.
他的知识。
His understanding of God and the kingdom.
他对神，对神国度的认识。
His fear of the Lord.
他对神的敬畏。
What was in him began to go on in me.
所有在他里面的开始在我里头运行。
At one point during this experience,
在这一个经历里头的一个点，
he asked me,
他问我，
I would like you to go, and he named the location in a foreign country.
他问我说你愿不愿意到一个外国的一个某地去。
And I want you to take the gospel into this area.
我要你把福音带到这个地区去。
And he let me see a vision.
他让我在印象中看见。
About what I would meet when I got there.
就是我到了那个地方我会碰见的事情。
I saw that the streets were filled with anarchy.
Anarchy.
Lawlessness.
我就看见我去的地方满地都就是混乱，没有王法。
There was murder, there was strife, there was thievery.
有很多的谋杀、罪行、偷窃。
I realized that if I took the gospel to this location,
我心中明白，如果我把福音带到这个地点，
that I would suffer great persecutions.
我会被大大的迫害。
Great tortures.
会被大大的折磨。
And the thought entered my mind, if I go to that place,
所以这个时候有一个想法就到了我的心里，如果说我去那个地方的话，
to take the gospel,
如果我带着福音去那个地方，
I may not come out alive.
我很可能就没有办法活着出来。
And this is how my entire being responded to this new input of information.
于是我整个人呢就对于这个新的信息呢有这样的回应。
Instead of feeling fear and self-protection,
我并没有感觉到这个害怕跟自我保护。
Well, what am I going to do when I get there, Lord?
我不没有去想说哎呀主啊我到那边的话我要怎么办呢？
How am I going to protect myself?
我不是这样想说我去到那边我怎么保护我自己？
Who will be there to help me?
谁会在那里保护我呢？
None of those thoughts entered my mind.
这些思想一个也没有进到我的心里。
The only thing that swept through my entire being,
在这个时候唯一这个流经我全身全人的这个想法，
and which I spoke to him,
那个，然后我就把这个想法来对他说
，Was Lord, this is good.
说神，这是好的。
If you want me to take the gospel into this dangerous place,
如果你要我把福音带到这个带进这个危险的地方
，and I am put through many tortures,
然后我会被经历许多的折磨。
If it is your will and it will bring you glory,
这个若是你的旨意会把荣耀归给你的话，
then it will be my joy to experience the suffering for you.
那这将是我的喜乐，因为你来受苦。
This is the way the Lord Jesus Christ responded to the Father.
这个就是耶稣基督他来回应天父的那个方式。
He reacted out of the divine nature and not out of human nature.
他的这个回应，耶稣基督这个回应是出自于属天的本性，而不是出于属人的本性。
It was his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that filled my mind.
是神的聪明智慧来充满我的整个人。
You see, because I now had the mind of Christ.
你知道吗？因为这个时候我里头有了神的心在我里头。
I live almost every minute of every day.
我几乎我每一天的每一个分钟
thinking about the Lord,
就在一直在思想我们的神
yearning for the Lord,
来渴慕神
7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I slept maybe 2-3 hours a night. That was it.
一个礼拜七天，一天24小时，普通的总的来说，我大概平均睡2到3个小时最多了。
Because I would spend so much time in prayer and so much time in the Word, trying to learn about the Lord.
因为我花这么多的时间在祷告里头，这么多的时间在神的话语里头，我要来学习来认识他。
So that I could grow in Him.
以至于我能够在他里头来成长。
I long for and yearn for Him so deeply and so passionately.
我这样深的来渴慕，这么样有情感的。来可想他。
But as I stood there next to the Lord, filled with Jesus Christ,
但是当我站在那里，站在耶稣基督的旁边，整个人被他充满的时候，
I no longer thought about the Lord.
我那个时候心里就不再想想神。
Something had changed.
有一件事情在我里头发生了变化。
Now Jesus was thinking through me.
那个突然间，耶稣是透过我在思想。
He was in me.
他在我里面。
Possessing my entire being.
他完全拥有我的整个人。
I had become so united to him.
我跟他变成完全的合一。
Only his thoughts were flowing through my mind and my heart.
是这样的合一，以至于只有他的想法会经过我的思想，经过我的心。
This is a place,
这就是那个地方，
where few have ever come in history.
在历史历代 里头，很少有人来到这个地方。
What I'm sharing with you right now is the highest level of union available in this life.
我跟你分享的是在今生当中所能够达到的最高的与神合一的地。
In this place,
在这一个地方,
before I go any further, do you all understand everything that I've said?
大家都明白吗?
Okay, show me like this.
请点头, 明白的话你点头。
Because if you don't understand, there's no reason for me to go any further. 如果你
不明白,我们实在没有必要再往前走。
How many of you want to hear more?
多少人想再多听?
In this place,
在这个地方,
You are totally separated from the spirit and the life of the world.
你在这个地方呢，你是跟这个世界的灵跟世界的生命完全隔离的。
You live on the earth.
你活在地上。
You talk to people.
你跟别人讲话。
You love people. You do goodness for people.
你爱人们，你对别人做好的事情。
You relate to people just like Jesus did when he was here on this earth.
你跟别人往来交通，就像耶稣在地上的时候这样做的。
The beauty is that you now are relating to the Father the way Jesus did when he was here on this earth.
但是不只是这样子，这个更宝贵的是，这个时候你跟父有一个往来的关系，就像基督耶稣在地上的时候一样的关系。
Actually, he is doing that through you.
事实上呢，耶稣基督是透过你。来进行这个跟与神的往来。
That's why the book of Hebrews says that there is a place that we can come to.
这就是为什么希伯来书说有一个地方，这个地方我们可以去到。
Where we can enter into the rest.
在那里呢，我们可以进入安息。
And all striving is brought to an end.
所有的挣扎努力在这个时候呢都完全止息了。
You're no longer striving to live for the Lord.
你就在这个地方，你就不再的努力要去为主而活。
But now you are living quite peaceably in the Lord.
因为在这个地方你是相当平安的与主同活。
This is a very wonderful place to live in God.
这是就活在主里头，这真是一个美好的地方。
Once you are separated from the spirit of the world,
一旦呢，你被从世界的这个精神、世界的神里的世界的灵里头来分隔出来。
This separation is so complete.
这个隔离啊是这么样的完整。
That you feel like you've got a cylinder around you.
你就觉得你好像有一个圆柱体啊，就是围着你。
So that the spirit of the world no longer has any control over you at all.
就这个圆筒的保护你，以至于这个世界的灵的对你的完全没有办法控制。
You belong completely to God.
你完完全全的属于神。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
明白吗？
In this place,
在这一个地方
is a place of constant revelation.
在这个地方，神有不断的、连续不断的启示。
God is constantly feeding into you.
神连续不断的来喂养你。
Revelation about the Father.
是关于天父的一个启示。
About the Son and the Holy Spirit.
关于圣子的，关于圣灵的。
Revelation about the Kingdom of God.
是关于神的国度的。
And whatever revelation he needs to give you about the kingdom of darkness,
不管他要告诉你任何关于这个黑暗国度的事情。
So that you can overcome the kingdom of darkness for his body.
那么他把这个黑暗的国度的情形告诉你呢，以至于你能够为这个神的这个家，神的教会来得胜。
This is a very high and holy place.
这是一个非常高而且非常神圣的地方。
Your pastor mentioned Martha Wing Robinson earlier.
刚才我们的江牧师提到那个罗炳生师母。
She did enter union with Christ.
罗炳生师母是曾经进入与基督合而为一。
John G. Lake entered that place.
约翰 G. Lake 也曾经进入那个地方。
Sister Teresa entered that place.
这个Teresa,
or Mother Teresa, I think is what they called her.
德兰修女也曾经进到那个地方。
There are, let's put it like this. Comparatively speaking, there are few, but there are many that have entered into union with Christ.
从整体来说呢，是很少人进去，但是这个很少的人数呢，事实上也有许多位。
Compared to the many who could, there was only a few.
相对于所有能够进去的人呢，那真正进去的人是极少数。
But there has only been a comparative handful who have ever entered in to the place I'm talking to you about today.
在历史历代来，只有相对的极少数的人进到了这个地方。
Martha Wing Robinson entered into union with Christ.
罗炳生师母进到了这个与神联合结合的这个地。
But she was not taken into the high level I'm talking to you about right now.
但是她呢，并没有达到我现在正在跟你们解释的这个高度。
There is a price to pay to enter into these places in God.
要进到这样的一个地方，有一个代价要付出。
And our decisions while we walk with God determine whether or not we.Can enter into that place.
我们与神同行的时候所做的决定，就会来影响说我们到底能不能到达这个地方。
He has placed the call to come and enter in to the whole church.
他对整体的教会都发出一个邀请，说来到这个地方。
But unfortunately, up until now, few have been willing to pay the price.
不幸的是呢，一直到目前为止呢。极少数的几位呢，只有极少数几位愿意付这个代价。
What is the price?
什么代价呢？
You have to leave the world behind.
你必须把世界甩到后面。
You have to let go of the ways of the world.
你必须要放弃这个世界的方法。
Like your pastor mentioned earlier this morning, the pride.
像你们牧者今天早上提到的，就是说世界的这个骄傲。
The lust of the flesh.
这个。肉体的情欲
the lust of the eyes,
眼目的情欲
that all has to be crucified.
这些全部都必须要被钉死。
Secondly,
第二
it wasn't time to bring in the large company of believers into these higher places of union.
另外方面来讲呢，这个要把这个大批的这个人群呢，人们呢带到与神同在的这个结合的这个境界的时间呢，当时还没有到。
That was reserved for this day, for this hour.
这个特别的这个恩典呢，其实是为今天为这个时刻所存留的。
Today there is going to be such a massive exodus out of the world.
在今天呢，有一个这样一个大幅度的一个从世界的出埃及。
People entering into various levels of union with Christ.
人们呢就会进入呢不同层次的与神结合。
And as this transpires,
当这个事情这样发生的时候
，the world is not going to know what hit it.
这个世界呢就会意想不到的，不知道什么事情来打击到他们。
When that transpires.
当这个事情发生的时候
，the light of God will come to the earth.
神的光呢会来到世上
，in such a manner，
会用这样的一个方式来临到
，that it is going to be virtually blinding to the unbeliever.
这个光呢会使那个不信主的人呢几乎就是看眼睛是瞎掉看不见
，almost like the explosion of the sun，
就好像太阳爆炸一样。
It'll be such an explosion of light into the earth.
在地上呢，就会有一个这样的大光呢，在地上的爆炸出来。
Also,
而且
will come the glory and the power of the kingdom of God.
而且呢，神国度的这个能力呢，跟荣耀呢，会随着而来。
The kingdom of God is in you.
神的国度实在是在你们里面。
But when it explodes in the believing church,
但是当这一个荣耀跟全能在信主的教会里头爆炸出来的时候
，the finger of God from the kingdom of God,
从神的国度里头，神的指头
is going to come in such a way,
会这样的出现
，that it will shake everything that can be shaken.
它会摇动所有能够被摇动的东西。
Then will come the revelation of Christ.
然后这个基督的启示会出现
to all peoples everywhere
会对各处的所有的各式各样的人
every kindred, every tongue, every nation
各族各方各种人
every people
各国各个种族
will be given the opportunity to understand and to know Jesus Christ
神都会给他们的机会来认识来知道神
These who enter into this beautiful place of dwelling in God
这些进入与神同在的美丽地方的人们
will walk in such humility and such meekness
他们会这样的谦卑这样的柔和
and in such glory
而且会有这样的荣光
you can only equate them with Moses
你们只能够把摩西来跟他们相提并论。
I saw Moses. I had the opportunity to meet him.
我看见过摩西，我有机会与他见面。
He allowed me. The Lord allowed me to see the expression of glory that beamed forth from Moses when he came down from the mountain.
神给我一个机会看到摩西从山上下来的时候，从他脸上所发射出来的这个荣光，我亲眼见过。
Beams of glory flashed.From his face,
这个一束一束的这个荣耀的光从他的脸上这样发射出来
，so brilliant,
是这样的耀眼
，were these flashes of glory,
是这些带有荣耀的光辉
，you couldn't bear to look upon him with your natural eyes.
你用你的肉眼是受不了，你没有办法这样去直接看他。
This is why he put the veil over his face.
这就为什么他要在他面前放一个帕子的缘故。
It was an act of extreme graciousness and humility for the sake of Israel.
他这个放一个帕子，主要是为了那个以色列百姓的缘故，为了要帮助他们。
Just a side note.
我就现在做个注脚。
If glory can flash from the face of a human being like that.
如果荣耀可以从一个人类的脸上这样子发射出来
What would it be like to be face to face with the living God?
那你能够想象那我们跟永活真神面对面的时候那个光会怎么样
So beams of glory flash from the face of Moses
所以这个荣耀的光辉的光束从摩西的脸上发射出来
Because he had been wholly transfigured from within
因为他摩西从里头被完全圣洁的这个改变了形象。
Do you remember the Mount of Transfiguration where we saw the transfiguration of the Lord?
你记得我们在这个变相山上看到我们主耶稣基督改变的形象吗
？That's what he looked like on top of that mountain.
那就是他在那个山上那个样子。
beams of glory flashing from his entire being.
就是有一束一束的光从他整个人的身体这样发射出来。
So Moses had been transfigured into the likeness of Christ.
所以摩西呢就被变转变形象，变成像基督的形象。
Those who walk in the higher levels of these of union.
那一些呢能够在更高的层次与神结合的同行的人们。
Some of those will experience that same release of glory through their person.
有些人呢就会同样经历到这种荣耀从他们这个人里头来发出来。
Wherein the beams of glory will flash from them like it did Moses.
对这些人来说呢，他这个荣耀的光束呢就会从他们身上发出来，好像从摩西脸上发出来一样。
Some of them,
他们当中的某些人
although transfigured,
其他的人呢虽然也改变了形象
they will walk as Jesus walked with the glory within.
他们会在世上好像基督在世上一样行走，在有里头有荣耀
not seen by the naked eye,
那个荣耀呢不是用肉眼能够看得见的
but perceived because of the nature and the character of the vessel.
但是呢别人呢可以体会到因为呢他是一个承载神荣耀的一个器皿
They will be so emptied of the ways of the world
世界的这个道路世界的方法在那里头会这样的空掉
That when Christians see them
当基督徒们看见他们的时候
They'll say oh that's a crucified one
他们看到说哎呀这是一个已经钉了十字架的一位
Look, that's one of the crucified ones.
然后他们看到这些人的时候，教会看到他们的时候，我说啊，你看，那又一位是钉了十字架的了。
The body will honor them in a godly honoring.
这个整个教会呢，就会来尊荣他们是一种属神敬虔的尊荣。
Because they will appreciate two things.
因为教会呢，会珍惜两件事情。
Number one.
第一
，the price that the crucified paid.To enter into that place in God.
他们会尊敬他们。第一是因为这些被所谓被钉的人，他们所曾经付出的代价。
Number two.
第二
What they bring of God to the church.
他们把神带到教会里。
So these days are directly ahead of us. It will happen in our generation.
这样的日子就正在我们眼前，在我们这一代人当中就会发生。
I want to ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
How many of you are prepared for such a glory to come to the church?
有多少人已经是预备好了要让这样的荣耀来临到神的教会？
How many of you know that that kind of glory coming to the church?
有你们当中有多少人知道这样的荣耀是正要来临到神的教会？
That your heart is pure, it is right before God.
你们的心在神面前是清洁的，是对的。
And it will bring no judgment upon you.
而且那个时候神来的时候，对你不会带下审判。
How many of you are confident of that?
有你们在座有多少对这事情有把握
？Secondly,
第二
，How many of you are willing to pay the price to enter into union yourself?
有多少人愿意付这个代价，使你自己跟神合而为一？
It means that you lose control of your life.
那个意思是说，你对你自己的生活、生命是完全失去掌控权。
Most of the things that you do now, you will not be able to do.
你现在所做的绝大部分的事情，你就没有办法再去做了。
But in exchange,
以至于你能够交换得到。
You will have a wonderful walk with God.
你就会得到一个与神一个美丽的同行。
If you were not ready to make that sacrifice,
如果你还没有预备好要做这样子的一个牺牲
dive out of the waters of the world into the waters of God.
要你还没有预备好要从世界的这个就水跳出来，然后呢要跳进神的水流里头去
leaving everything behind.
把所有的东西都摆在后面
then you are not ready for the coming of the kingdom.
如果你还没有预备这样做的话，那你就还没有，你是对于即将来的这个国度，你还没预备好。
The world still has too much hold on your soul.
这个世界在你的魂里头还是有太多的那个掌管权。
Now, we've been here for a long time this morning, and so we can close this message right now, or I can give you a couple more things. You decide.
我们今天已经很长了，你们可以决定，你们是还要再听一两点呢，还是我们就此打住？
If you would like to leave, feel free to leave. If you want to stay, I'll share a couple more things with you.
我还愿意分享一两点，但是如果你需要离开的话，你可以自由离开，没有关系。
Okay, are you set?
好了吗？
You want to hear more?
还要再听吗？
There is coming great darkness on the earth.
有一个大的黑暗要临到全地。
This darkness will bring the world into the nature and character of the prince of evil.
这个大的黑暗呢，会把这个世界呢带入呢这一个黑暗之子的个性跟这个品格里。
The dominions of darkness that are going to come to the earth will be so intense the world has never known the likes.
黑暗的权势呢，来到这个世界呢，会这样的大，会使得世界好像说世界从来没看过光一样。
Never before has the world known the extent of evil it is about to experience.
这个世界从在今天之前从来没有经历过这样的邪恶的权势。
Nations will be in tumult.
这个许多的国家会在动乱中。
Fear and terror will be a way of life.
惊恐跟害怕会是我们日常生活的常态。
As the Antichrist takes control,
这个当这个敌基督来掌权的时候
，No man will live for themselves.
没有一个人呢是为他们自己而活。
Every man, woman, and child will live for the Antichrist.
所有的人男人女人小孩都会为这个敌基督而活
or they will be killed
不然的话他们就会被杀害
we will come to the place when many will not even have their own mind
我们会到了一个程度许多人连他自己的心思都没有了
but the Antichrist will take over their minds through technology
这个敌基督会透过科技来掌管他们的脑子
forcibly
而且是被迫的
It will be a time of evil such as the world has never known
这会是一个邪恶的一个时期是世人从来不没有想象过的
By and large the church thinks well that's all right we won't be here
但是呢今天的教会里头大部分的人都觉得这个无所谓因为我们不会再活到那个时候
But my dear brothers and sisters
但是我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
the church will be here
我告诉你教会会在那当中
The church will be the only light that is in the earth
因为教会会到当时会变成世上唯一的光
It will not be like it is now
那个时候的教会不会像今天这个样子
Where you can breathe the very air of freedom
不会像今天你可以呼吸这个自由的空气
But it will be intense lightness against intense darkness
那个时候就会变成强有力的光跟强有力的黑暗两个的对抗
The church will be a valiant church
这个教会会变成一个 valiant church
valiant victorious
得胜的教会
It will know no fear
教会呢是不懂得害怕
Even though there will be intense evil
即使在那个时候会有极高强度的这个邪恶
The church will be so baptized in the love of God
但是那个时候的教会会这样高程度的在神的爱里头被浸
that it will be absolutely utterly fearless
这个教会就会变成是完全的绝对的真正的不害怕
the Bible says that perfect love casts out all say all
all
fear
圣经说爱既完全就没有害怕
the church will be filled with the love of God
教会呢就会被神的爱完全充满
The church will be filled with the faith of God
教会呢就会被神的这个信心完全的充满
I'm not saying faith in God
我不是说我说充满的不是对神有信心
But I am saying God's faith in you
而是说神他的信心在你们里面
The kind of faith that moves mountains
是那种可以把山挪开的信心
You know, the Lord said when he was here,
主耶稣说当他在地上的时候
if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain,
他说如果你有像芥菜种子一样的信心你就可以对这座山说
be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea,
你要移动然后你被丢到海里头去
And what will happen?
然后会发生什么事情呢?
Do you remember?
Yes.
What will happen? The mountain will go into the sea.
那个山呢就会被移到丢到海里头去。
But did you ever notice that he never did that during his earthly life?
但你们注意到在他在地上行走的一生当中他其实并没有做把山丢到海里这样的神迹。
Nowhere in the Gospels do we see the Gospel writer saying,And the mountain virtually went into the sea.
你知道在四福音里头，你没有看到说有任何一个记作者说，哎呀不得了，那个山被丢到海里头去了。
The reason why Jesus never said to any mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea."
为什么耶稣在地上的那个时期，他没有对任何一座山说你应该被丢到那海里头去
？Is because if he would have done it.
那是因为假如当时他若是这样做的话
We would have seen jumping mountains all over the place
我们就会看到到处都有人乱跳的山
Jumping to be cast into the sea
就到处那个山都跳跳跳跳跳跳被跳到海里丢到海里去
You say, oh, Nita, how do you know that?
你就说哎呀算了吧 Nita, 你怎么知道呢
Because in one of those visitations
我知道了是因为在某一次神造访里头
He let me experience his faith
啊，他让我经历到他的信心
Not my faith in God But God's faith through me
不是我对神的信心而是神的信心透过我
He said this is the faith that I walked in
啊，他说这神说这就是我要的那个信心
He said I had to be very carefulOf everything I spoke
啊，所以他说所以耶稣说他必须很小心啊，他讲的每一句话
Because whatever I spoke came to pass.
因为不管我说什么，那就都要成立。
That's why I never told mountains to be cast into the sea.
那就是为什么耶稣从来没有对一座山说你给跳到海里去。
I didn't want the people to accept me out of fear.
我因为他不要人们是因为害怕来接受耶稣。
Which they would have done if they would have seen mountains moving.
因为假如人们看到山在移动的话那人们会接受耶稣是出于恐惧
I wanted the world to accept me for the love of my father
但是我是希望这个世界来接受我是因为出于认识神的爱
Okay, why am I saying this?
我现在干嘛跟你们讲这些事情
Because the generals of this end time army
因为在这一个末期的这些将领们
are going to be walking in the same kind of faith
这些末期的将领们会有这样同一个性质的信心
if you see them talking to mountains
如果你看到这些将领们对山来说话
you better move
你最好赶快闪开
the body of Christ is going to be walking in a faith unlike it has never known before
这个神的教会呢，就是会有一种全能，是从前从来没有见过的。
So although there will be intense powers of darkness and evil，
因此呢，虽然说在旁边呢有这个极大强力的那个黑暗跟邪恶的势力。
The body of Christ will be so filled with faith. Say faith.
So faith.
Light. Say light.
Light.
Love.
Love.
And the fear of the Lord.
And the fear of the Lord.
That it will fear no evil.
所以神的教会呢，就会充满了这个信心，充满了光，充满了爱，以及充满了对神的敬畏。所以呢，他们不害怕，不惧怕任何的邪恶。
So victory will rest in the hands of who? That's good.
所以，那请问你。得胜会在谁的手中？答案是我们。
You notice that Satan's big ploy will last only about 3.5 years.
你知道这个撒旦哈，当他临到地上的时候，他大概只有3年半。
The worst that he can put on humanity only about 3.5 years.
神的话语告诉我们说，他来到这个邪恶来到世上只能有3年半。
Because that period of time will be given to give birth to the kingdom of God for the millennium.
为什么呢？因为这一段时间呢，是为了要使得这个神的千禧年度、神的国度能够诞生出来所必须要经过的痛。
From there we will go from glory to glory.
那个之后呢，我们就会从荣耀里再进到荣耀里。
So I've shared some wonderful things with you.
所以我今天跟你们做了一些这个美好的分享。
I've shared some difficult things with you.
我也跟你们分享了一些蛮困难的事情。
And I share the difficult things with you to let you know how important it is to press into the wonderful things.
我之所以把这些困难的事情跟你们分享呢，是为了让你们知道，你们要努力进入那个美好的事情是多么的重要。
It's a time to leave the world behind.
这个时间到了，我们需要把世界。
Go headlong into God.
我们必须把世界放在后面，我们必须要向着神直奔。
Don't feel bad about the cost.
不要对你所要付的代价觉得很可惜。
Just pay it.
就是付就是了。
Bless you.
祝福你们。
Stand and let me pray for you, please.
请站立，我为你们祷告。
Father, I have shared many things from your heart.
父啊，我从你的心分享了许多的事情。
In these last few meetings.
在过去这几个会议里。
Things that are very, very important to your heart.
这些都是在你的心坎上非常重要的事情。
I'm asking that you will help these people, give them faith to receive, faith to believe.
主啊，我要请求你，你给这些人信心，给他们信心去相信。
And faith to stand.
来给他们这些信心，他们能够站立得住。
Because the glorious things you're about to do, my Father.
我的父啊，因为那个荣耀的事情，你将做的荣耀的事情。
Are so wonderfully glorious.
是这么样美好的荣耀。
It will be like heaven coming down to meet earth.
就好像天上要下来与地相连。
And I don't want one person that is in this room to miss what is about to happen.
我不希望在这个房间里的任何一个个人错过这一个要发生的事情。
Let your spirit come upon them, Father, in great faith.
主啊，让你的灵来临到他们，而且带有大的信心。
To apprehend the glories.
来明白这一个荣耀。
Adjust and heal their feet.
调整。而且呢，来医治他们的脚。
Heal their walk, Lord.
主啊，来医治他们的同行。
Make the adjustment in their feet.
主啊，在他们的脚上做一些调整。
So they're not making straight paths for the world when they leave this room.
所以当他们离开这个房间的时候，他们不是跟随着世界这个直走。
But they're going to go home and make straight paths for the kingdom of God.
他们离开回家的时候，他们要为了神的国度，向着神的国度直走。
Spending time in the Word, spending time in prayer.
在祷告中，还在神的话语中来花时间。
Leaving the kingdom of the world behind, Lord.
主要帮助他们把这个世界的国度甩到他们后面。
I ask that you will do something unique and special for these people today.
主啊，我求你为今天的这些你做一些独特而且特别的事情。
Heal their feet.
主啊，来医治他们的脚。
Let your anointing come.
让你的恩膏来临到。
To heal their feet.
来医治他们的脚。
Put a new strength in their legs.
在他们的腿上放下一个新的力量。
To walk the way of holiness.
所以他们离开的时候，他们是在圣洁里头来走的。
To run from the world and stand in godliness.
他们赶快从这个世界来逃跑，要站在这个圣洁里头。
His anointing is coming down.
他的恩膏现在正降下来。
Just lift your hands to the Lord and receive.
把你的手伸起来，来领
受。Begin to pray, heal my feet, Lord.
然后开始这样祷告说：主啊，医治我的脚，医治我的脚，医治我的脚，医治我的脚，哈利路亚，医治我的脚，哈利路亚。库鲁多贝贝，罗德拉比肯萨罗莫多，拉拉瓦沙克罗，罗德罗蒙多贝尔达，
雄格罗多贝拉贝卡西，罗德罗波波，罗德罗贝特，萨纳汉丘罗。Oh yes, Lord, let your glory heal our feet.
Krazir,
Rababor, Remeger, Travesicaro, Dobecera, Crossovale, Catarin, Sincaci, Bobor, Drobeve, Sincrebatalo, Hosso, Horo de Bever, Shaklogor, Drebebege, Per, Drebebasso, Robovast. Put the gospel shoes on those, Father, who do not have.
把福音的鞋子放在他们那些没有穿福音的鞋子的人身上。
Robotobas, heal the joints and the ligaments, Father, that are out of place.
医治他们的脚跟脚筋那些脱节的地方。
Barodeve, Cheribidi Severato, Give them feet that run straight into the kingdom, straight into your heart, Lord.
主啊，给他们的脚步能够直接跑到你的心里头。
The fire of God is here.
主的火焰现在正在这里。
He's giving many people a baptism of fire.
主啊，给他们一个火的洗礼。
Yes, Lord, baptize them, baptize them, baptize them. John the Baptist said, the one who is coming will baptize you with fire. Let your fire fill them, Father. Baptize them with your fire. The fire of healing.
这个是医治的火
The fire of strengthening
这个有强固的
The fire of holiness
这个圣洁的火
The fire of love
爱的火
Now just begin to tell the Lord I want that baptism I want the baptism of fire Lord
告诉主说主啊我要这个洗主啊我要这个火的洗
On the day of Pentecost, you sent fire, Lord.
主啊，在五旬节的时候，你送下火来。
Send your fire.
接受这个火。
Keep crying for that fire until you receive it.
把手举起来，来接受这个火。
For many of you, it's going to feel like a warm, hot oil flowing down over your being.
有多少人觉得好像有一个热的油啊，来淋到你们？留下来。
How many of you received the baptism of fire?
有多少人举手？可以举手，你有领受到火的洗礼。
Those who have not yet received it, I want you to pray until it comes down upon you.
那些还没有接受到的，我要你把要你来祷告，一直到这个火的洗礼来临到你。
There's a new release. Receive it.
Okay. 主刚刚把这个火释放了，你就接受就对了。